Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
So many people are under the false impression that once you accept Jesus as your Lord, that the fight is over. However, you have also found out that the fight had just begun.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Are the Odds Against You?
Speak the Word.
You know, when a person is having a heart attack, the doctors use something like a paddle, defibrillator, and deliver a shock dose of electricity that restores normal heart rhythm by stopping the chaotic electrical activity in the person's heart. And I believe that this is what the church needs today. The church needs something that will wake it up, put life back into it, an electric shock, anything that will wake it up. Friends, the devil is still tempting us today. He tempts people every day with things he knows will destroy you if you listen to him. Think about that. How many drug addicts do you think became an addict just by trying it once? Or the alcoholic that became an alcoholic with the first drink? Do you think the devil shows the person he tempts to take drugs that once he becomes addicted, that it will cost him everything that is important to him, everything that he or she holds dear? Or do you think the devil tells the alcoholic that they're risking losing their job, their spouse, and their children? Think about that. Think about how Satan is working today through our government to kill off our babies before they even have a chance at life, and trying to convince our young ones that God must have made a mistake in their gender. But we know, saints, that God never makes a mistake. God wants you to know that you don't have to buy into the devil's lies. You don't have to continue to let the enemy deceive you. God can and God will restore you. As a matter of fact, when, not if you're tempted, but when. Because we all get tempted, folks. His word says he will show you a way out so that you can endure. In other words, God will always give you a solution to your problem. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, in the God Word translation, it says, there isn't any temptation that you have experienced which is unusual for humans. God, who faithfully keeps his promises, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you are tempted, he will also give you the ability to endure the temptation as the way of escape. For all through our history, Satan has been working. There have been times this bad before, but just never, we've never seen it in our lifetime, but the times have been bad. Hallelujah. The word tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:9, the thing that has been, it is what will be again, and that which has been done is that which will be done again, and there is nothing new under the sun. You know, brothers and sisters, the things that we're dealing with now, if you go back into the biblical days in history, you will see that they had time after time after time things far worse than what we're experiencing right now. And the government, our government right now, is just trying to put fear on us and keep fear on us to keep us from believing in the Lord and just to keep on going. He's trying to keep us in fear. And another thing he's trying to do is he wants us to be dependent on them, you know, on the government, instead of being, you know, independent for ourselves. But that's not going to happen either. Friends, what is the Lord saying here? He is saying that people have always gone through trials and kingdom children have always suffered violence, and this is nothing new. In Matthew 11:12 in the New Living Translation, it says, from the time of John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and violent people are attacking it, and they still are attacking it today. And the way we handle these trials is the same way that God's children has always handled them, and that's with His Word. There is no other weapon by putting on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 said, "Finally, receive your power from the Lord and from His mighty strength." You know, I think about it sometimes, and I know we read the verses, and we don't always get a full impact, I don't think, of the true meaning of some of the verses that we read. We read them, and we think we do. But if we've just got an inkling of the power that lives on the inside of us and what we can do, Jesus said, as He is, so are we in this world. And if Jesus can speak to the fig tree, and if He can speak to the waters and the storm, and if He can cast out demons, then we can too. We just follow the Bible. That's all we have to do. We don't have to create anything new. We don't have to follow after someone else's teachings. All we have to do is read the Bible and practice what it says. All we have to do is have a spirit of boldness and stop thinking about ourselves, because I think one of the reasons why we don't do any more than we do is because we're so focused on self that we just don't feel like that we can do it. You know, we don't have the boldness to do it, but I know that we can do it. The only thing we need to do is just focus on the Word and do what the Word tells us to do, act on it. And I really want to be more able to do this. I know I can. God says we can. And if He says we can, then we can. And so we don't really have to put up with all this stuff that He keeps attacking us with. We don't. He says to put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. Jesus did not use one single weapon to defeat the devil when He was being tempted that you, as a child of God, have not been equipped with today. In other words, Jesus did not use any weapons or anything that we have not been equipped with today, because the only thing Jesus used was His Word. Yeah. Nothing's changed about that, saints. So in order to be successful and resist the devil effectively, you have to be armed with the Word of God, the same as Jesus. When you know the Word and you hide the Word in your heart, according to Psalms 119:11, said, "Your Word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." Hallelujah. Knowing what God's Word says about you and your situation is the key to your victories. David says in verse 49 and 50, New King James says, "Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has given me life." Praise God. You know, most of you know that I've been sick for almost a month. Last Sunday, as I lay in bed thinking, I was thinking, but actually I was meditating. Anytime you're thinking, you're usually meditating, you know, where it's good or bad. And this time I wasn't thinking good, you know, and meditating about all the meds I had taken and what I could take for my headache. And even if I only took 3 pills a day in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I would write it down to make sure I didn't go take something twice, because I just really was not thinking straight, you know. All of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and said, "You are a warrior, an overcomer, and He's made me to reign on this earth as a king and a priest." And that's what He says in Revelation 5:10. He says, "And has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on this earth." You know, and friends, that was my turning point. You know, after almost 4 weeks, that was my turning point. I got up and immediately began to feel better. And by Monday, I was on the go again. You know, the Lord reminded me of who I was. Praise God. And I began confessing His Word and glorifying His name. You know, and just thanking Him, and I did feel better. You know, are you hearing what David is saying in Psalms 119, verse 49? He is saying that when his enemies come up against him, when he is going through rough patches in his life, as we often do, that he remembers what God's Word said about that particular thing or that situation, and he confesses the Word over it. You may not realize it, but we do have a choice. We do not have to take the junk that the devil throws at us. Fighting the good fight of faith is speaking God's Word out of your mouth that you believe in your heart and your spirit. You can say a lot of things, but you've got to believe it in your heart and say it.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that your word is always powerful and it never loses its power. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, if I'm down in the valley, you are with me. And when I'm on the mountaintop, you're with me. Praise God. Wherever I am, you're always with me. According to Ecclesiastes 1:9, there is nothing new under the sun. And the thing that has been is what will be again. And that which has been done will be done again. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we all have been going through some rough times. And as Christians, we're getting more persecuted. However, the Lord is saying that people have always gone through trials and kingdom children have always suffered violence, and this is nothing new. But one thing that has not changed is His Word. And the way we handle these trials is the same way that God's children have always handled them, and that's with the Word of God. The Word of God becomes your equalizer. Equalizer means a person or thing that equalizes, especially a device to counterbalance opposing forces. God's Word will counterbalance, counterweight, or equalize anything that you need for it to do. Hallelujah. Maybe things have changed, but praise God, God's Word never changes and never will. No, it is just as powerful as it has ever been. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.